Vince, how are we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, guys?
Now, when you walk over and give the football to Bianca, does that cut down her texting during the second half of the game?
No, sure doesn't. Not at all.
I thought that was your way of just calming her down. Here, honey, have a football.
She did.
Only way she stopped texting is if a phone go dead. That's it.
Well, she didn't have the phone in her hands because she caught the ball clean. So
yeah,
you know.
Because guess what? The phone was dead.
How do you take that one yesterday? Obviously, you did all of the things you needed to do, and your offense made probably their best drive of the season in the fourth quarter to close the game out.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, first of all, we know going down there how tough it was going to be, first of all, because we was playing for something. And, you know, it was one of those games for them where it was a must-win for them. So we knew we was going to get their best. And being a division game on the road, against the Dolphins that always seem to give us problems, we knew it was going to be a pretty tough game. So our main thing was just to stay focused. You know, we knew that they were going to make a couple of plays. We knew that, you know, the crowd was going to be, and we knew a lot of things had possibilities of happening, but we just had to maintain our composure and stay poised and fight through everything that they throw at us. So, and I think we did a real good job of it. And the best side of all of it is, you know, being on the sidelines, seeing our offense just march the ball up and down the field. That drive that they put together, you know, they ran the ball. And you know what? Being a defensive player, a defensive lineman, to see, you know, your offensive, you know, team go out and take the field and to be successful on the run, on the ground, against a very good, you know, run defense in the Miami Dolphins. And it just goes to show, you know, if we just go out and just play well and just say, hey, we want to do something, we want to take away somebody, we want to make this point of emphasis in the game, it showed that we could. Because, like I said, you know, our offense was going against one of the top defense and run defense that was. And you know what? They stepped up the bat for us big. So, it was just an exciting thing to see from a defensive, you know, standpoint. See our guys run the ball, see our offensive line get a little movement. That was very special for us.
Oh, we talked about this defense, how it has a knack of coming up with turnovers, coming up with loose balls, and we just talked about it earlier. You know, you gave the ball to Bianca, but before you could give the ball to Bianca, you had to get it yourself. It was interesting to see it. I think you were locked up with Incognito for a while.
Yeah.
And then the ball seemed to appear at your feet, and you got it. What was your take on the – I mean, that's what we saw. How did you see that play developing?
Well, you know, like you say, I was on the right guard, Incognito, and I was very aware of, you know, the pressure that we was getting from the outside. So my main thing was just try to keep the quarterback in front of me, and if he tried to squirt out either way, be in position, you know, to try to, you know, make a play. And once I saw the ball pop up, at first I was like, I don't know if it's a fumble or not. But, you know, at that point, it was like, just get the ball, you know. And once it hit the ground, it hit, you know, hit right below my feet. I got it and, you know, hold on to it, you know. And going, you know, we knew that our defense, yeah, that been one of our biggest strengths all year of being able to take the ball away from our opponents. We had three of them out. We covered one of them. But the ball was out a couple of times. We had, you know, a couple of chances with the ball in there. So any chance that we can get to give our offense the ball back, especially on the short field, it's always a positive for us. So that I was just being more cautious of making sure Tannehill don't squirt out either way. And once I saw the ball pop out, my instincts was like, just get the ball and just, you know, see if it's a fumble. If they have to review it, let them review it, but make sure I come up with the ball and let them figure that out.
Vince, has your defense been more aggressive these last few games, or is it just a factor of who you've been playing?
No, I mean, we've been a lot more aggressive. The play calling been aggressive. We've been playing more aggressive. And I think our defense is at its strength when we play aggressive, when you go out and you don't have a lot of guys actually thinking. I think we'd be more successful doing that. In the past couple of weeks, we've been doing that, and that's a positive for our defense. So we want to continue to do that because, you know, now it's a one-game season from here on out. We always talk about, you know, playing one game at a time, but right now is definitely the time to take it one step at a time, just one game at a time, each week, each week, each week. That's all we can do. We can't think of nothing else but each week, each game. And now it's, you know, it's Houston. Now we have to put everything we have into Houston and just control what we can control. And if we do that, we'll be fine. But as soon as we start thinking about outside stuff and start our focus leans towards somewhere else and get distracted, that's when you'll have problems. But I think the guys been doing a real good job of staying focused throughout practice, throughout the week, preparing well, executing well, going on the sideline, getting our adjustments, doing that well. And we starting to come together as a team. And when you play good team football, good things happen.
All right, let's talk about that one game and that one game only, and that would be Houston coming up on Monday night. A team that really relies on the run. They need to establish that run with Arian Foster. You guys have to stop him to close down what they can do offensively?
Absolutely. I mean, it starts with the running game. They have two good backs. And the better they run the ball, the better their offense is. And, you know, at the times you see where guys actually, you know, handle the run pretty well, they have problems. So we know they have a good tight end. We know they have a great receiver, one of the best in the league out there, one of the best running backs in the game. Quarterbacks take care of the ball. Offensive line do a really good job of, you know, they scheme how they run the ball. So we know it. This week is going to come down to being able to handle the running game. If we can handle the running game, we will be okay. But we have to attack it. We have to be aggressive. We're going to have to read our keys. We're going to have to play cut blocks. We're going to do all those things. But this is the type of game that if you love football, you want to be in a game like this. You know, you're going against a team that runs the ball. Everybody know they run the ball. They, 12-1 or whatever it may be. They 11 or whatever their record is, but they only lost one. They one of the best team, considered one of the best teams in the league. And here we are. We have them. Monday Night Football, we got them on primetime TV. So if you can't get up for this game, you don't need to be in the NFL, plain and simple. And trust me, we was on that flight coming back, and that's one thing that was a lot of buzz on the flight was saying, you know what, we got Houston this week. We have Houston this week. So that let me know right there, everybody was tuned out of the Dolphins. We was tuned. We was focused on playing Houston. And that's a good sign early in the week when you just won the AFC East, but now you all of a sudden, not even 3 hours later, you already talking about your next opponent. That lets me know these guys ready to get to work, ready to prepare well, and hopefully ready to play well.
You know, Vince, Diasi played for Bill Belichick. I think I was about 11 when he played for Belichick, and you were probably two.
Probably two.
So
he was a running back in middle school.
Exactly. It was a lot.
I was a returning punt.
That's right. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Returning punts and huggies, okay? That's right. So it was a long time ago. But Diasi, he always makes the point that Bill Belichick is always seeking out his players for opinions. Hey, tell me what you think. You know, what do you think you can do? And I'm wondering, when you say that the calls have been more aggressive, is that because the coaches just have become more aggressive, or have players like you and Mayo gone to the coaches and said, we can do some things a little different, let's be a little more aggressive?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think our coaches do a real good job of seeing what they have and basically coaching off of that. And it's times where, you know, Bill will ask me, or I will ask Bill, what do you think about this? And will it work? We'll try it. If it don't work in practice, guess what? We throw it away. On to the next thing. But I think our coaches do a real good job of actually seeking out their players and just seeing how we play, what can benefit us. It's not a lot of times where we have to go to them and say, hey, let's try this, or let's do a little bit more of this, because, you know, Bill is already coming with it. The defensive coordinator already coming with it, with new adjustments and how we want to play different calls and stuff. So it's a mixture of both. It definitely is.
All right, big guy, have a great week, a great game Monday night, and I'm sure we'll do it probably next Tuesday here at the stadium. We'll see you then.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks,
see you. Vince Wilfork right here on the Big Show.